96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Cable Natural History Museum is inviting young explorers to take part in its Wild Wonders Summer Camp later this month. The three-day camp runs June 23rd through the 25th and is open to children ages 8 to 10. Campers will learn outdoor survival skills, explore the North Woods, play games, and take part in hands-on nature activities. The camp is held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day at the Wake Robin Pavilion and costs $75 for museum members and $85 for non-members. Registration is open through June 15th. For more information or to register, visit cablemuseum.org. Young people looking to get certified to operate a boat or personal watercraft in Wisconsin will have an opportunity to do so later this month in Cable. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a boating safety course June 26th and 27th at the Nemecoggin Town offices. State law requires anyone born after January 1st, 1989 to have a boating safety certificate or equivalent certification to operate a motorboat or jet ski. The class is especially important for youth ages 12 to 15. Who must complete an in-person course to become certified. Participants must also attend both sessions scheduled for Friday evening and Saturday. Pre-registration is required through the Go Wild website. For more information or questions, you can call 402-630-0300. Muskie Fest is just around the corner, and the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for volunteers to help bring one of Hayward's biggest summer celebrations to life. Community volunteers help with many parts of Muskie Fest, including setup, festival events, the parade, and cleanup throughout the weekend. All volunteers receive a free Muskie Crew t-shirt. Anyone interested in volunteering can find sign-up information and available roles at muskiefest.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to head outdoors for the 14th annual Free Fun Weekend happening June 6th through the 7th. During the Free Fun Weekend, state park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors. DNR officials say Free Fun Weekend is designed to encourage people to explore Wisconsin's outdoor recreation opportunities, including hiking, biking, fishing, boating, and wildlife viewing. They say that free fishing clinics will also be offered at select locations throughout the state for beginning anglers. While license and admission requirements are waived, the DNR is reminding people that all fishing regulations, including bag limits, length limits, and species restrictions, still remain in effect. They also remind visitors to practice outdoor safety and help prevent the spread of invasive species by cleaning equipment, draining water from boats, and staying on designated trails. More information on events and Free Fun Weekend details is available on the DNR's website. Wisconsin is set to receive more than $94 million in federal funding to help identify and replace lead drinking water pipes across the state. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced the funding this week as part of a nearly $2.9 billion investment aimed at reducing exposure to lead in drinking water. Communities can use the money to locate lead service lines, plan replacement projects, and remove aging pipes that connect homes and businesses to public water systems. About $46 million of Wisconsin's funding will go toward projects in disadvantaged communities through grants or forgivable loans. The EPA estimates Wisconsin still has more than 343,000 lead service lines. Lead exposure can cause serious health problems, especially for children, including impacts on learning and development. The agency says replacing lead pipes will help protect public health and improve drinking water systems across the state. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to head outdoors for the 14th annual Free Fun Weekend happening June 6th through the 7th. During the Free Fun Weekend, state park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors. DNR officials say Free Fun Weekend is designed to encourage people to explore Wisconsin's outdoor recreation opportunities, including hiking, biking, fishing, boating, and wildlife viewing. They say that Free fishing clinics will also be offered at select locations throughout the state for beginning anglers. While license and admission requirements are waived, the DNR is reminding people that all fishing regulations, including bag limits, length limits, and species restrictions, still remain in effect. They also remind visitors to practice outdoor safety and help prevent the spread of invasive species by cleaning equipment, draining water from boats, and staying on designated trails. More information on events and free fun weekend details is available on the DNR's website. Wisconsin is set to receive more than $94 million in federal funding to help identify and replace lead drinking water pipes across the state. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced the funding this week as part of a nearly $2.9 billion investment aimed at reducing exposure to lead in drinking water. Communities can use the money to locate lead service lines, plan replacement projects, and remove aging pipes that connect homes and businesses to public water systems. About $46 million of Wisconsin's funding will go toward projects in disadvantaged communities through grants or forgivable loans. The EPA estimates Wisconsin still has more than 343,000 lead service lines. Lead exposure can cause serious health problems, especially for children, including impacts on learning and development. The agency says replacing lead pipes will help protect public health and improve drinking water systems across the state. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Some of the world's biggest meat and dairy companies, including several with operations right here in Wisconsin, have been making bold environmental promises. But a new study suggests most of those claims don't hold up. A report published last month found that the vast majority of sustainability claims made by the 33 largest meat and dairy corporations in the world are simply not legitimate. Several of the corporations called out in the report have a direct Wisconsin connection, among them Saputo Cheese, Tyson Foods, JBS, Hormel Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, and Nestle. Gas prices have dropped 23.5 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in Wisconsin today landed at $4.13 per gallon. This is 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.17 higher than this time last year. This drop in prices was largely driven by falling oil prices, price cycling, and growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. Schlitz Beer, once the largest brewer in America and a Milwaukee icon, has brewed its last batch. Brewmaster Kirby Nelson started the final brew in late May at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Founded in 1849 in Milwaukee, the Schlitz Brewing Company built a legacy that earned it the nickname "The Beer That Made Milwaukee Famous." Wisconsin Brewing Company received permission from Pabst Brewing Company to brew Schlitz one final time. A farewell celebration is planned at WBC's Lake Louie location on June 27th. And advocates are calling for the removal of the remaining dogs from the Dane County breeding facility, where protesters gathered outside Ridgeland Farms in the town of Blue Mounds near Madison this past weekend, calling attention to the over 600 dogs still on the property. The business had been breeding and selling the animals for medical research. The owners of Ridgeland Farms previously agreed to surrender their license to breed and sell dogs for research by July 1st. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where it's the Brewers and Giants for game two of the Brewers' first four-game series of the season. Last night, Milwaukee down 2-0, exploded for seven runs in the second inning on the way to a 16-2 blowout over the Giants. And it all got started when the Brewers' Jake Bowers challenged a call and walked instead of striking out Pat Murphy.
Yeah, you think about Bowers' challenge there. That started the whole thing. And a bunch of guys, Sal swing the bat great, Vaughny doing his thing, Terang, Hamilton, wow.
I asked Bryce Terang about the challenge by Bowers.
The curveball down that he challenged? Yeah, I mean, when you think it's a ball, you challenge it, you get a ball. I mean, that's a walk instead of an out. So things change quick, and him doing that could have caused that inning for sure.
NFL, the Packers in a second week of OTA practices. Valuable time for the defensive players to learn the playbook of the new defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A sun-filled Tuesday with high pressure in control. High temperatures warm in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, comfortable sleeping temps with lows near 50 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a bit breezy, warm again with highs in the lower 80s.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.